So the only thing we have to do for record.
What's your name? I forgot.
Rayan.
Nayan?
Rayan.
Rayan. Fuck. I had a moment there, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, we're live a bit later than usual. This one's a bit loose, actually. So hello and welcome to the Car Culture Podcast. With me is Dan, as usual, and our special guest, Rayan. Ahmed is not here. You should know about this, Ahmed. Ashton, you're looking a bit different, but Rayan, should we go back to you?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Did you say we just got a new producer?
We do have a new producer. Producer Hash.
Sorry. Sorry to cut you short already.
Oh, good.
It's already off to a great start, actually. Man, tell us about yourself. Why are you here?
Because you guys called me over, man.
That's true.
I guess I got some dope cars we need to talk about, right? Actually, I've known Dan for a minute, but...
I think lots of us, actually. I've known your cars before I've known you. Because I think from the scene, your cars have been quite, I'd say, bench setting, genuinely.
Just a little early,
I think it doesn't matter how you feel about stance and stuff. I feel there is a ability to recognize the good work that you put into your cars. And I think Dan has some stuff to say about it. Dan, do you want to start?
No, I just said today we're here to talk about stance, Alex. So
yeah. So
I've got no clue.
No, I like functional cars, but go on, Dan.
Functional?
You see, that's the weird thing.
What? Let's start there.
What fucking function is your
big
wing?
No, I like this.
And we are like 2 minutes in.
I wasn't aiming to be a stance dude. But for me, it had to look perfect. And that car turned out to be...
The Civic.
We're talking about the Honda.
The baseball bat was a cool touch. I like it. Every single time I show people around, I'm like...
The baseball bat. Yeah. So all the money I put into the car, people come and ask me, yo, the baseball bat is dope. Like, really?
Yeah.
The 100 dirham that I put is what shine?
Because it's a fun thing. Do you know what I mean?
So let's just go back a little bit.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say
it. We're talking... So no, the baseball bat's a great introduction to what I think is... When people say stance, it's a shit word. I hate it. It's bullshit. But it kind of does... It's weird, right? Because stance just means something like height.
No,
right?
Stance specifically means the way the car sits, right?
Well, yeah.
So muscle cars have got that crazy rake. Do you know what I mean?
People
that's
saying me.
That is a stance. Yeah,
me and this man are into
slammed
stance.
Cars.
No, stance, right?
Yeah.
They'll say stance, but it's a bullshit word because stance is like height, right?
That's what I'm saying. Stance is the any
Samurai
way the car
stance
sits.
Is the way he used to stand. So the way you choose to make your car stand.
Yeah.
So even if you're going like drag and all that, it's
it has its own
yeah,
stance.
It's got like I think run stance are like presence.
So
you know
I don't
mean?
Know
like
how
a car that sits well, it's got presence. You know what I mean?
So for me, it was about slamming it and making sure that the wheels fit to the fender to the millimeter.
By the way, like fitment is a funny word outside the industry or like outside the scene. Because I say the word fitment to people who don't know, they're like, what the?
What do you mean?
Can you talk about what's fitment? Yeah. But like fitment's a thing.
Now you see how people get confused. So imagine back in the day. So I was working on the Honda. The time when I met Dan is you had to discover all that shit on your own.
Yeah.
Right now, you can go to someone and say the word fitment. They'd be like, okay, I get what you mean. But like
this
7 years ago.
Do you think like there's enough? I still don't think there's enough support here. I don't think there's enough knowledge in the region where I think that I wanted to talk about this because I think there's more people would do it, but there's not enough knowledge. I still don't think there's enough workshops to support
quality.
It's not even good quality. I think like a lot of people get scared because it's technically quite hard to make.
Or I'd actually say it's technically harder than people think. Because I think when I didn't know anything about it, I thought, you know, put the car in its ass and that's all you need to do. But it's a lot harder actually to get it
recently,
sit feet.
Right?
And more expensive than I thought.
Yeah. You know about
it's definitely expensive. Yeah. People say, oh, it's just a set of wheels and suspension.
Chop the springs and you're done.
It's nothing.
I thought it was slam. Really? Right. Really? Back in the day, I thought it was slam. Okay, if we're gonna jump into this podcast proper. Like 8 years ago, I started working on a Honda Accord. It was a 2008. I was broke. I didn't have no money for nothing. I bought rims before I even got the car. I bought suspension before I got the car.
Can we put footage of the car without getting sued?
We're not getting sued anymore.
We're not getting sued this one? Okay.
It wasn't sued, it's Dubai Police.
It's Dubai Police, yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. So like, let's show the people what the car looks like, right?
All
right.
But if you're on Spotify, they can't see it, right? And if you're on Apple, whatever it is, they can't see it.
So it was slammed.
What's your Instagram name?
The Grandson with double N. Yeah, look for me. Shit.
Okay, so tell us about the car because that's probably the most...
So that one was... Project one was a lot of learning. Why a Honda Accord? I don't know, man. I had a sentimental thing with Honda Accord. I remember when I was in high school, I rented a Honda Accord. I fell in love with it. Did a lot of fun shit in it. And I
that
said,
gen?
Next one. No, the older gen.
Hmm.
So when the 8th gen came out, I'm like, I'm copping that. Plus, it's affordable. Mm. And it's a four-door. And honestly, I don't like to work on cars that everybody else has worked on. I like shit to be different when it comes to my side. I like it a unique type of canvas. Because realistically, whatever car you're going to work on, it's going to be a canvas. It's artistic expression. Mm-hmm. Unless you're going street or whatever. I'm talking design because I love design. Honda Accord, for some reason, that was the one I chose. A lot of trial and error when it came to the sound systems. So because I was broke, I was calling a lot of people over to like my garage. Not a garage. I'm talking about parking, like driveway. And everybody was helping me work on shit. Finally got air suspension, slammed it. Air suspension.
So did you think at that point that would be done? Do you know what I mean? You thought like tick, right?
I would have hoped. Yeah. But even with the air suspension, there's a lot of trial and error. So working on a car, trying to get some camber and all that. Like I cut the body apart and widened it to try to make it look seamless. That was a headache. Sound system, I did 3 times. The custom grill, I spent 4,000 dirhams on a grill. Just kept reworking it. Until now, last week, some guy came and I gave it to him for free because I'm taking apart the car. I said, take it for free. It's not perfect. So all these little details dialing in, like you remember the custom show that was a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago?
I remember this so well.
Which one?
No, I remember this story so fucking well.
Because you saw me outside.
Yeah,
bro.
Literally.
Wait, which one's this?
So... This was. Is that I don't think it was the one that we ended up pushing John's car around, wearing cowboy hats at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
in the morning.
Not in the best.
That was a highlight that show.
That was the best thing. Yeah.
It could have been the same year. I don't actually.
Anyway,
know.
That's not the point. Tell us about.
Was this the year that Elite had a big booth?
I didn't go into this shit, man.
So anyway,
I didn't make it.
This man. Got
oh, I do remember this. I do remember
it's the
this.
Same year.
Yeah.
It's the best year
this.
Custom show, by the way. Same year, you've got maybe 5 meters from the
right at the door. I was looking at the door, you know.
So it made it inside the exhibition center parking.
Yeah.
And there's a load-in door which all the modified cars have to go through where they check your level of fuel and everything.
Yeah.
This man got 5 meters from the door.
My axles just snapped.
Yeah.
It's all right. See, so little details like that. Yeah. So I was trying to get a little bit more camber in the front. So I had the upper arms. I chopped
them. Is it camber or camber?
I'm going to say camber.
Okay. I don't mind.
Now on it's
camber. I'm not the dictionary, mate. It's fine.
So I chopped up a few things and I tried doing some other extra things to get extra. Yeah, that didn't work. Right in front of the show.
CV joints?
I just broke. I don't
drive shaft.
Just drive shaft popped out?
No. I think I took the ball joint that you usually put on the top. The upper,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, let me throw them on the bottom because I didn't want to extend the bottom. I'm like, let me throw and let me see if I can get a little bit of tilt.
I just remember coming
outside.
So was it just
like this? Shit didn't hold at all.
I just remember
man.
Coming outside and seeing the wheel like this.
So that's good camber.
You see what the problem was with that? Why it was heartbreaking? I don't care if I don't make it into the show or if I learn from my mistakes. I was, so before the car was gray, before I widened it, it had 19s, I think 10 in the front, 11 in the back. Pretty decent for a four door.
It was staggered. I mean, width-wise, I guess.
So I was driving on the highway. I like to drive low. I have the manual air suspension. So every turn I'm doing, I'm going up and down. I know exactly what I'm doing. The tire was extra stretched in the back. I was doing it as a daily. It popped. Or it went back into shape or whatever. It tore apart my rear. So I said, it's time for level up. That's when I did the widening. That's when I got rims that were 19 by 11 in the front, 19 by 12 in the back. So I was going big. And then I painted the girl. So by that time, I was in Jordan.
This is when it's brown, right?
This is now, yeah. So it went brown, and then I got the wheels, which was like a translucent copper. So color was on point. I came back from Jordan. The next day was the car show. So I was busting the garage's balls day and day.
Get the car ready.
Get it ready. Get it. Polish it. And that happened the next day.
Yeah, rush jobs, man. It happens. But again, like I think that makes a good point. About the intention of the car, because being seen or getting it seen and seeing the good work, was that the intention behind the build, or was it more about like you said, self-expression or making a car that you want to drive down low and slow in and feel cool in? Because it has been
low
seen
and
a lot.
Slow, yeah, low and slow, but yeah, I mean, I guess it was that. But again, so I've built different cars. It depends on the character of the car and what you're trying to do with it. Now, I wanted to go a little extra with the rims. I want to boast a little bit and say I got 12s in the back, you know? You got a Porsche? Fuck it. I got 12s in the back.
I'm from wheel drive.
Yeah. Yo, it wasn't working great, but it looked good.
Did you feel good in it?
I did.
So that's go so, back to this idea of functional, because that's functional then, because it serves its function.
Let's stop.
Right?
Because people probably still don't know what the hell we're rabbiting on about.
It's only been 10 minutes.
But what we do in our stance kind of way, right, is that we're trying to fit wheels that shouldn't practically fit on a car and probably making it as low as possible. So we're not your stance where you can fit your head in the front arch.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you know.
I'd be nice to this car, by the way. I'm always really nice. I'm like, Dan's car looks really good. Not my scene. Dan's like, your car is shake.
He's encouraging
your
he's
fitment, just a, your fitment and your stance.
He's encouraging you to drop. That's it.
Yeah, it's exactly. No, that's that, that's work, peer man. Pressure. Like, you did. Like part of the reason, like I've got the wheels and the tires.
Fucking
I've got.
Andy sat here, right? Yeah. I'll never forget this. So like he was.
We've already gone off another tangent when you tried to bring us back off a tangent.
No, we were talking about stance still. He was like, I'm not into stance at all. And then he gets some cool.
Now you put a picture of your car here, mate.
Let him be famous.
Yeah.
And we weren't going to run any camber in the front, right? Correct. There is camber in the front now. And the low is incredibly rear for my taste as such. And I'll never forget this. We were like, we'll just put spacers on to make the wheels fit right. Fill the arches, which I think, like, when it comes to stance, mine and your taste is let's get the wheels as far out to the arches as possible or beyond the arches, but tuck in tyre. So anyway, back to Andy's case, we were at Cannes and I brought an array of spacers with me. And the biggest that we had was a 50 mil spacer.
Bolt pattern.
I don't even trust it.
I think this man's still running it, right? Like, okay. But
I've seen people champion. Run. I've seen people run spacers in motorsport.
Yeah. Spacers can work. I think everyone goes, oh, your wheel bearings go. That's absolute fucking bullshit. I don't get it. I still haven't had a wheel bearing fail because I've been running spacers.
I still haven't fucked with spacers.
See, it's just a life changer. When you well, anyway.
Sure. Well, we need to stay on one road.
Let's go back to Andy's story, right? So, like my initial thing was, so the, you know, these are one piece wheels, so you can't make them anymore.
Your LMs,
right? And they're old, so they're not. They didn't come in massively wide specs because people weren't doing silly things like we would do with cars back in the like 90s, right?
But they were in Japan.
So my first selection was let's put the 50 mil spacer on it, right? Go big, see what happens.
How big is 50
Everyone was panicking. No, you can't put 50 mil spacer on. And I'm like, just put it on. No, because they think, oh, it's going to stick out too wide, you know, and start big, put 50 mil on, fit perfect.
Work down there.
You know.
You still got them.
Yeah. And then car comes off the lift.
Everyone stops and looks at it and goes like.
It looks too good. I can't raise it. It's going to have to stay at that height. You know, done. So like, I think, stance, we were driving yesterday in my GTR, which is probably stupid.
You got told off at the show. Dubai drives. I got told off, but someone said like, but why would you do that? Why would you do that to your car?
I love that part.
It looks fucking cool, right? Like, and I think that's the, you own your car, right? If you can drive along in your car and think it's gangster, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
You know what you should say to those
people?
Even
you, if you think your wing is that fucking good.
It makes me happy. Like you said, when I look in my mirror and I see the GT wing, I'm like, yeah. Because you know
everyone
what you
else is laughing.
Yeah, I don't care. But like to your point as well, like the best thing to say to someone who doesn't have good intentions, because people do ask questions, right? But if you're saying like, oh, you did it wrong, you say, oh, sorry, where's your skyline?
No, well, I don't mean, know.
Where was your NSX again?
That's when you got to get tasteful. So okay. So the rear of my car, the camber was like -12. It's a lot, but my car shape is like this. So the wheels went with it. You know, so in Japan, they take a lot of sedans that are like that and they put wheels like that. You broke the geometry of the car. You know what I mean? If you're talking about the golden ratio or anything like that, you got to work with the characteristics.
Your Accord was extreme, but it didn't look out of place. Yeah,
exactly, because it went with the lines.
And I don't think
car.
People realize. I think that's why there's so much hatred towards stance.
You broke
what
the function.
But I don't know. People are just like, they're so aggressive about it. It's like, it's not your car.
Well, I have people worried. To be honest, I'm driving most of the time. I'm driving people and people are like your wheel.
By the way, like, so
your wheel
worried.
Broken. I'm like, no, I paid a lot of money to make it look broken.
Yeah, but I like the idea of like 5 minutes before the show, 5 meters from the show, the car breaks. And you're like, no, it's perfectly
safe. that's like, this is going to probably be really hard for everyone to kind of like understand, but that there's nothing. So if you want 500 wheel from a 2J, right, there's a formula.
Yeah.
To what we do, because it's not that popular, even though it's got a lot bigger and better. When we're talking about this man's new car, the Chaser, I think there are companies that are building arms and stuff that are allowing you, yeah, to give you more camber than what you need. That support is there. But going back to the Honda's case, and I don't even know, like, you really, this stuff is not easy. You have to understand, and every car suspension is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a Silvia and a GTR. The setup between double the two is completely different. Yeah, one is the Silvia is McPherson, mm-hmm. and the
McPherson's front.
And the GTR, you know,
double wishbone, right? They're not McPherson.
Yeah, double wishbone, but there's a real limit to, again, the parts that are available for that car too.
To your point as well, like, even on my NSX, like, I couldn't get any lower because my front...
Well, you can. Listen, that's easy.
No, but I would need different front suspension. Like, yeah. I'd need to go in and so, change
and then,
big
and then
bits
this
of metal.
This is probably where you
that's,
are.
That's We're, what I'm dialing in right now.
That's what I'm saying,
don't people don't understand, like, that it, you can't just buy a product off the shelf and that's going to give you the desired thing. Like,
especially if it's 30 years... Yours is 30 years old. Especially if it's 30 years old... It's probably had a bit of a life as well, so it's not in the best shape. So doing all that stuff, nothing bolts on
but
properly.
But it's just like, it's not like, so with a 2J, if you want to make 500 wheel, this is what you need.
Yeah.
If you want to make your car lower, there isn't always, and we're talking our kind of low, so we're talking...
A recipe.
Yeah, we're talking
Japan,
more than 3 degrees.
Japan has it locked.
Mm.
Japan has done it to so many cars.
Yeah, but can you write in Japanese?
So long. No, that's another thing.
But
going,
again, it's
digging
all custom,
around.
Right? Like, yeah, and yeah, they've been the pioneers to this, the what we appreciate, right? And they have done for years and years. But these guys are not scared of just going, you know what? There's not an arm short enough. We'll just cut and, you know, shorten an arm ourselves, right? We're not worried about suspension geometry. Let's just cut and weld. You know?
Yeah, but I've seen some crazy, like Bozuzoku, right?
Yeah.
I've seen some crazy Bozuzoku cars. But like, there was the mirror. Have you seen the Daihatsu, you know, mirror that's like this?
I love the exhaust that becomes a star. I'm like, you.
No, man, I love it. You can't judge them if they're not
but
judging.
But then this is a lifestyle, right? Yeah. This is what I want to talk to you about again. Mm. It is.
Oh, it's a hobby. I wouldn't say it's a lifestyle, it's a hobby. And it's a, and for me, I think that's fine. So like,
it's a character.
This man paints Warhammers.
There we go. How long did that take? Right. Yeah.
There's some detail to that. Yeah. All right, so let's start with this. Okay, so I'm a designer. What's my favorite form of design? Cars. Women. Cars. Okay, let's say cars.
We're not designing women here.
I have woken up.
Yeah, my girlfriend was.
All right,
this.
So me, back in the day, I'm 35. Back in the day.
That's the same age as me. What year?
96? We're getting up there, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, 86?
85.
Hey,
last month,
85.
I'm coming.
I'm only 32. I feel like a kid.
So check it out. When I was a kid, when I was 10 years old, my brother is older than me. We were living in New York. He had a pickup, all right? Silverado, extended.
In New York.
This is the 90s, bro. So I don't know if you guys remember sport truck, trucking. It was all about,
you mean like...
It was all about
mini
trucks
and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
yeah.
I love it.
So back in the day, and back in the day, that's when... You guys remember Hot Import Nights?
This man.
Do you guys remember that?
Look, all of us grew
that
up.
That was
in
late 90s.
We grew up in an international car culture.
No,
that's
but,
what I think,
but that was before. That
Power.
Was before Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but yeah,
you know, Fast and Furious changed the map. Let's be honest, it changed the map. Like, people started saying Supra Skyline, but we were saying that since, you know, Gran Turismo and High Import Nights. And
well,
all
I always
that.
Wanted a Vauxhall Nova, right?
Yeah, how big was
the now jumping
on the
into
back?
The what was the Euro called? The Maxi.
Max Power. Was what
I was into
Max
that,
Power,
but you got to grab the magazines, you know?
Wait, one sec. Because to Dan's point as well, like, yeah, Max Power, but you talk to Americans and I guarantee they'll know what Max Power is. Do you know what I mean?
See,
we know Super
did.
Street and we know Import Nights and
fast
we know all those
was,
things.
Yeah. Fast Car and Max Power for me, I think.
Okay, but the truck, so to be fair, when I was young, okay, you have the whole route with cars, you have a whole route with performance, you have a whole route with design. So I grew up with the house being filled with these trucking magazines. So my house had magazines all over the place. Trucking magazines, sport truck magazines. It was all about trucks. Now, trucks was all custom, from the paint job to the grill.
But these are American trucks, right? I mean, sorry, Japanese trucks.
No. These were all Silverado, OBS. So okay. the 90s pickups.
Did your brother live in the U.S. or grew up in the U.S.?
Yeah. So I lived there as a kid. My brother stayed there when we moved here, and then he eventually came down. So he had a truck. And I'm talking the late 90s. He had VHS in the truck. Shaved door handles.
VHS,
the biggest rim back in the day was
poppers
20.
And stuff, yeah.
He slammed it. You know, he slammed it 8x10. Like, he went crazy with a truck. So not only did I grow up around that shit, and even when I was young, I used to play with cars, but my brother was doing it. So I got to see firsthand when it came. So the word custom really meant something, and design really meant something. Now, if my brother had a different car, let's say a Mustang, he would have been on the performance route, right? I would have grown up a little bit more towards the street racing type of shit. But for me, it was design. So eventually, when I worked on my first car, it was about design. I'm not going to take a Honda Accord and go fast with it, even though Adnan, when I met Adnan, that's exactly what he did. Yeah. Swapped it and just chased M3s on a track. But it's actually the
same
car,
right? Same chassis.
It's the same.
Same, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the same.
You see how two different directions?
Yeah, yeah.
Massive amount of
direction. But you know what's funny about that? Because it almost feels like car culture's pent up. And by the time you get to 18, you get your own car, you're like explode because you want to do the thing. Do you know what I mean?
And you got no money. So that was the part that was really hard on me. I had no money to do nothing. But eventually, I you can't just love the design of a car. You gotta love the, I mean, how many times you like to, you get frustrated. Don't you want to jump in the car and just cruise and listen to
Yeah, because my battery's dead.
Well, I'll tell you, Dubai back in the day, a lot of things that we used to do was just cruise. We go to the little shy spot. We go check out these people. It was all cruising, stopping. You know, it was a lot about that. But then, you know, in the car culture around here, come on now, Dubai knows how to play with horsepower. They know how to have fun.
But horsepower and what cars and what applications, right?
Everything, bro. I've seen craziness in this country.
Have you seen crazy brakes? Because I haven't seen the brakes on the same cars. They'll go, but they won't stop.
No need stop. So eventually I moved into playing with performance. Actually, the most money I spent was playing with performance. Where's the car right now? It's gone.
I have a funny story. Middle of lockdown. This is the lockdown where you have to apply for a permit.
Go to the grocery store,
yeah. I'm sat in the apartment. Balcony doors are open. Live above Spinney's, next to Spinney's in Motor City. Can hear this bop, 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 bop. It's a Jay-Z.
Tell it's a Jay-Z, yeah.
Doing nothing at home because it's locked down. Come out to the balcony. This man's trying to reverse park in what was it? Yeah,
they got the balance. What? Oh my God. So I had a 91 Sorter. We live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Every now and then he's like, sure.
2J?
No, 1J.
1J.
I mess with 1Js, bro. I like 1Js. You kick their ass and they keep going.
I've heard 1.5Js are pretty good. Like you can make them work.
Well, I had a 1.25, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I had a non-VVTi with a VVTi, but yeah, the 1.5, you can kick its ass.
Yeah, I've seen that.
2J, if you're going above 600, do it.
Yeah. But then I love this because we're in the middle of lockdown, right? Go shopping for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you have to get the car out. Yeah, yeah.
Decides to take the long route home. And
I want
to
see the application, like how you put it.
That shit was fun, man.
Yeah.
That car. So I'm missing that right now. I'm missing that. So it broke a few. Adnan, who you had on the show.
Piston went fully ejecto.
Right out the...
Ejecto-cito.
Okay, to be fair, I slid out. So I guess something was happening with my diff. So usually it's first gear, and second gear. Yeah. And then I slid out one time. I climbed the curb. I think I shook something and fucked something up. Adnan had his car. His car was down. So I'm like, borrow the Sorter. A week later, he calls and he's like, yo, I'm holding a connecting rod. Thanks. Did you buy me some new parts? He's like, no, it's...
It was in the engine.
It's from your block. Connecting rod. I'm like, cheers, man. It's over.
And car is no more.
So I stripped it. Yeah, I stripped it. But that was fun.
So it's like, even though it is kind of a culture in some ways.
That's adrenaline, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You can look. You can sit and look at the skyline. You'd be like, damn. You know, when you come outside or you park the car, you walk away, you're like, damn. But when you're shifting gears and you're flying, that's another type of fun.
But what I like about the stance cars that we like is you can pretty much park them anywhere or drive them anywhere and they get like... You'll have like a 488 parked next to a 488. No one will look at it.
You got used to them down here. I used to them.
No one really sees a stance.
And you know what's funny about that? The social media side of it, because the more I look at it, the more I see these kids liking. Like I've seen Smokey Nagata's face on social media so much recently. And it's funny that the kids these days, you know.
Do you know
like
I had a funny.
They like that stuff, man. They like that stuff, not the 488s.
I had a funny, weird thing at the Dubai Drives track day. There was a young kid, nice guy, and he was asking us a few questions when we were in the pits. And then he came up and said, what's it like to own an R32 GTR?
For real.
Which I like, it's weird, right? Because I kind of almost laughed in some ways. You know, but it's real, real strange, right? Times have changed massively.
Yeah.
Massively. Because this car is a car I grew up with that no one would, you'd see it in Halford's car park and no one would care about it, right? Like,
no, they'd laugh.
Too Fast, Too Furious may have just came out at that point. I don't know. Because I used to play the soundtrack in my Fiat Punto.
We all had to grow up.
Yeah, why not? I've still got it in the Raptor sometimes. You know, it's actually on my Apple playlist. Yeah. Whatever it is. But yeah, you know, it's flip side here, and we live in a place where she well, in Norfolk kids in the you never see a 488 where I grew up. To be fair. But in Dubai, we'll see one driving home now, right?
There's a million hurricanes here, man. But I've never seen like the number of hurricanes in per capita in this damn city is ridiculous. I've never seen so many Lamborghini hurricanes.
You when you step outside, that's when you realize how special Dubai is when it comes to just the cars around you all the time, right? So even things like a Nissan Patrol, like I didn't mess with Nissan Patrol. I didn't care. I'm not messing with a Nissan because they can punch it and really embarrass you. So the amount of like Dubai, I'm gonna say there are some countries that are just into cars. You got Tokyo, you had Detroit, you know, Sydney loves their cars, right? There's a lot. Dubai is one of them. Dubai cars were important. Yo, in 98, 99, I have a friend call me and be like, yo, come outside. I'll come outside. He has a R32. But they have a GTS. I'm like, how much did you pick this up for? 10,000 dirham. $2,000 or $3,000. He would burn it instead of fixing after you destroy the car. Right. You just throw it on the side of the road.
Because
if he wants, in a few months, he'll get another one. You know, this is before Fast and Furious. So, I don't know, man. I had a lot of fun with... I think Dubai is a good place to...
Because we are called carculture.ae, and I think that's an interesting...
There's enthusiasts, right? Mm. I mean, Dubai, it's a good spot. Besides the speed bumps, I can't believe...
To your point, though, going back to the interest of cars here, a lot of motorsport was here early.
Yeah.
So you got the rallying and a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
And I think that kind of boosted the street stuff.
It was Bin Sulaym who was killing it back.
I've seen him on Top Gear.
Listen, when you I remember that.
Killing it. I think one time he took as soon as the SLK came out, he took the SLR. He's like, put the engine. Yeah, people coming to like, what did you do? From Germany, what did you do? He's like, I put.
What did you do when you didn't grow up here, did you?
No, I came when I was 18.
So you grew up in England, right?
Yeah.
What did you do growing up in England?
I lived on the A3 from Guildford to London. So I used to
the Hogsback.
Huh?
Do you live near the Hogsback? Is that what it's called?
No, Tolworth. Just the A3, yeah. And I used to sit and watch cars. And I used to sit and read car magazines.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something different because when I was growing up, I liked cars, but I did a lot of other things, which you can't do in this country. So when you're growing up, so I think you...
You come here, you focus on the cars.
Yeah, exactly. Like here.
More money here.
Yeah, you know.
Or the other stuff isn't here. That's it. Yeah.
Or like, yeah, but you...
Because we're talking about Guildford now, aren't we?
No, we just talk about life in general, you know. When you, but you know, well, I say even growing up and exploring girls, right? I think the tradition here is a little bit different. When we were young, we were just, you know, chilling
with the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like here,
and also like the American dream doesn't exist, but it does here. Like I bought my dream car. You've got how many like good cars?
Really,
you
really
can come here and make that. Even now, like you can own the thing that you dream because like Andy's here as well. Like Andy, we had this conversation about being able to own these kinds of cars that we've got here in the UK. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But here, do you know what I mean? Like Dan, you can run more than 132
because he's just coming to the room.
Yeah,
because Porsches are shit, and Supras are half the price. So he's gonna buy a Supra soon. He'll learn about it all. Anyway,
he's gonna get a German car, so it's a Supra.
Fuck off! Oh, I shouldn't swear. Oh, bollocks. Anyway, so I have one question. Because we touched on the performance aspect as well.
Yeah.
But if you had to choose, what would you build? Performance or like an aesthetical stance?
I like a mix because now it's fun. So hopefully the Chaser is going to be a little bit of a mix.
So let's take a step and let's introduce. So everyone, I know the Accord. And just downstairs before the podcast, I found out about the Chaser. So let's give first some context of what that car is and then why you chose it and what you're going to do to it. So those, I guess those are three questions. Yeah.
So I have a list of cars that I want since I was young. I came across a JZX 100 Chaser, the Tour V, which means it's the most luxurious one of them. That's a 1JZ car because, you know, Japan, they have a lot of cars that are just 1JZ. So even the Lexus, they have all the Toyota versions. Those are all 1Js. I liked the 1J that I was playing with the Sora. The Sora went 500 on the wheel. Single turbo. That was fun. I didn't stance it. I didn't work on it. It looked like a 10,000 dirham car. But if I fly past you, at least it feels that much better that, you know, you got burnt by a hoopty. Now I'm trying to mix both worlds. So now I have a 1J, this chaser, it comes 1J rear wheel.
NA?
No, it's
turbocharged.
It's 1J.
I know. So, okay. I didn't know. No, I feel like an idiot.
I'm going to add a little bit of power to it. It's a four-door. Mm. I have love for the four-door. I bought a four-door Skyline once, but I didn't have the money to work on it, so I sold it
that
to
was
a friend.
That was well nine as well.
I bought that for $2,000. Can you believe that? $3,000. 8,000 dirham. It's $2,000. I'm not going to find
now?
That. Yeah, I ain't going to find that again.
I found one without rust for just a little bit more.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that's what the car is. And then why'd you choose it? Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun car, first of all. I love the look of it. I've always loved
four
it.
Four doors are cool.
Now this Toro V, you have I've to understand, it. They have in the same chassis, they have three different styles. They have the Cresta, they have the Chaser, and they have the Mark II. Now this country used to love the Mark II from the previous generation, which is the JZX 90. So I've grown up
Mark seeing Mark IIs are more famous than Chasers here. You say Mark II and people
back
know
in
what
the
mean.
Day.
It's
but they used
in the whole region,
spec.
Right?
It's a trim spec though, right?
Yeah.
You had to convert it though, down here. So I'm still right-hand drive.
Proper flex.
Because you're a classic.
I mean, we'll not talk about
it. Don't worry, too many people was.
So yeah, I'll add a little bit of power. But right now, I'm trying to get it to sit nice. We widened it a little bit. Got some flares from Ulterior Motives. Nice quality. Dan helped me with getting barrels. I got SSR Minervas on it. I didn't show it to anybody. I haven't publicized it too much online yet till it's finished. And yeah, man, it's gonna look good.
So it's a mix between power and...
I'll mix it, yeah. I'll mix it up. But I want it to sit low. So
but that's what drifters say. Like, what's the point of winning at drifting if you don't look good? Do you know what I mean?
In Japan, right? They perfect fitment and they're drifting it. Mm-hmm. Poland, they're doing the same thing. I admire it. I'm not going to drift it, I don't think.
The next level, boys.
But I want it to sit nice and I want it to, you know.
Because we've seen those videos on social media. Like, yeah.
I've seen it. It used to be called Racism. It's now called...
Ultra race, yeah.
You know, like
that was the hottest show this year. I can't believe that.
Yeah, no one was wearing a mask as well, by the way.
It was one of the only shows. And actually, unfortunately, the numbers are a bit limited because the connecting borders to get through, it was a little bit tough.
Yeah, difficult, I guess. Yeah.
But next year, it'll be massive.
Some dope builds, man.
Man, mm-hmm.
See, that's another thing. When you look at a build, right? So it's not just, I mean.
Everyone says air and wheels or suspension and wheels.
I mean, if. So for me, it has to be a project. That's really what you're talking about, a project. You're not throwing rims, you're not slamming, you're not just adding horsepower.
It's a vision, you mean, right? No,
it has to be
a vision and feel like a direction almost.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Tasteful. There's something respectful about that type of build. You know, it's going to represent something.
Stance is almost, and we're going back to what we started at the beginning, stance is the thing that people think is disrespectful. So it's interesting that when you talk to people first, you know what I mean?
100% right.
Right?
100%
right. It's like there is a correctness, even though people see it as incorrect. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Then again, I was slamming a Honda Accord. What did I ruin? The family feel? You know what I mean? I put tables in it. Have a picnic.
And a baseball bat.
And a baseball bat.
Can you remember that time when you showed up to Golf Car Festival?
That's when I first really kicked it with you, right?
And put in... So, stance. We talk about the baseball bat. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about the cards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
oh, that was amazing.
But I still think like... So, we'll talk about the cards in a minute. But stance is like... It's an attention to detail and everything. And I think having the baseball bat in the back with a nice air installation is part of
it's
it.
It's part right? of the trunk display.
Yeah. You know, but it's almost like the thing that goes above...
Yeah, people no, always put like cigars or
realistically,
like, you know, whiskey,
champagne things. Back in the day, you used... Okay, I'm not promoting nothing. I'm telling you how it was. Back in the day, if you had a car, you most likely have a crowbar or a baseball bat in case...
Someone likes your car as well.
Of something.
Someone else likes your car.
All right. So I just incorporated that as part of the design. Because back in the day, you used to have a baseball bat. But if you keep a baseball mitt as well, you kind of get away with it. I play baseball.
So this is New York, not Dubai.
So the baseball bat, I wanted it to be part of the display.
That's let's talk about the cars, though, because this is probably the funniest thing I've seen at a car show here.
What, the time with the cards?
Yeah.
All right, man. Yo, I don't get it. Why? Yo, they got angry.
They got angry.
They got angry.
You know, so much so that we didn't even publish any pictures of it in the write-up.
But everyone talked about it.
Yeah. Okay, so my car, people have seen it enough. I've gone to enough car shows.
Producer Armour's just shitting himself here because he's turned up 45 minutes late and he's asking.
This is staying on. This
is
staying on.
What is the card thing? And this man's trying to explain.
All right. So there's certain areas you park in Dubai where a lot of massage cards get put on your car. And it's real quick too. Like you go into the supermarket 2 minutes later, you got eight. Like, how did you get eight?
Look at that Pokemon cards, man. You can collect the like
Pokemon cards. So that's what I did. I collected. I went to one road. I took 60. I went to the car show. Everybody's seen my car enough times. So I'm like, this time, khalas.
Trying to be different.
I took off the tint and I slammed the car and I put the cards all over the, all over.
Like it was there overnight.
Right outside in front of our stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then goes and walks around the show.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, organizes the stand.
Like, who's this car? I'm like, what?
Who's
bro, I hear people with, you have a problem with the cards? These
they're ready
cards?
To call the police on this man.
She called the number on it, by the way. They can give you prices.
In the UAE, right? Something Scott, that
there was Johansson was on one of them. Like, yo, you give her a call.
She might answer. I don't know.
I don't know. Small little attention to details, bro.
This is what I like.
Like cherries on top. Do you know what I mean?
I swear. Yeah. They do
so like something that Alex lacks massively, attention to detail. Look at his hair. Look at his fucking shirt with a...
Oh, I don't get paid for this, by the way. I don't get paid enough money for this.
Jeez, go on. This is way better than the day job that you have.
Yo,
this is you can here. Take the abuse from me.
Oh yeah.
You chose a car though.
You chose
the NSX.
You chose fucking.
But back to what you were saying, that like I had when I turned my PS3 on, right? I had Gran Turismo 6 still. That disc was still
doesn't
in.
Mean it's fucking cool.
I don't care. That's the point. I turned it on, and do you know what I saw?
I saw a big wing.
No, I saw a red wing. NSX with a black roof with the wheels I've got. And a big wing.
Bollocks, I told you to get those wheels. You had that poverty spec 17s.
Oh man, I actually painted those poverty spec 17s and then I sold them as well. Were they really?
They're going on a DC5 now.
Oh, good. Yeah. They were weird. They were a weird offset as well.
Because they're for small cars.
I don't think the car had that wheels, but it was a red NSX, black roof with a big wing and black wheels.
Yeah.
And that's the car I wanted to have. And I wanted to feel...
I wanted a Vauxhall Nova.
I got ideas.
With like that silly Max Power body kit, right?
By the way, Max Power Reunion's getting big. So
he says that stuff. Does it mean it's cool?
Is it cool now? I don't know. It's getting big. So, I mean, we've talked about a lot today. And we talked about personal preference. And we talked about people having opinion about other people's cars. So I think before we wrap it up, because it's a bit of a short episode, is there something you wanted to add while, I guess... all 30 people are listening in the real scene.
300 and something on John's. Yeah. On YouTube alone.
Look, man, everybody's going to have their opinion on everything. So right now, you told me about your car. I have 100 ideas of what I would do if I had your car. And if I had a certain
they're
budget.
They're all better than his. Trust me.
I'm telling you, like, it's a canvas, man. It's a canvas. And how you decide to work on it is the character of the car.
Also, what's interesting...
But eventually, if I can keep working on cars and you can notice my signature on it without me telling you that's my car,
winning.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that becomes my own little brand.
Signature, yeah.
You know what I mean? I would love to do that.
And that also takes time because it takes a few cars to work out what that thing is, right? And what I find interesting is that you can get to the same solution or endpoint through different avenues, right? And you can find out what works for you because like you're saying... If you're doing performances, three different ways to get to that end goal of getting those numbers.
Hopefully, we can get a few more when it comes to cosmetics or when it comes to drops. So I always kick it with Dan and share ideas of what does it need to get a little bit more closer to what I'm looking for.
Or what's in here.
That's what I'm saying.
To put on the canvas.
There's a lot of playing around for those for that millimeter. I swear, we go a lot for just a millimeter.
Well, you're talking about downstairs. Yeah. Like the headache of going, a quarter of an inch lower.
Like right? I'll show you guys the chaser soon because it's almost done, but I guarantee for the next year I'm gonna have a headache of dialing fitment. In exactly what I want from the fitment to everything about
and
it.
Everyone thinks it's so easy. Like, but it really isn't. Like, that'd be my end note on it. It takes a long, long time for you to be happy or for one of us to be happy about
it. In the end, it's like the project is for the designer or whoever's working with it. So, for example, if I give him Mopar, if I give him a truck, I'd be very interested to see what he does with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's...
Because we were talking about K24 swaps on...
Oh, we were talking about some, yeah. But that's pissing off the internet, which I love to do as well.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, it's certain people go in a certain direction and certain cars ask you to go in a certain direction with them as well. Love seeing what happens.
And what's interesting with that is that like certain cars pulling in the same one direction and doing something different on that is going to make people go, huh. And it changes it. You can make it. At some point, someone made the first stance car. Do you know what I mean? At some point, somebody did the first thing of everything, right? At some point, someone bought a car, the first car, and then someone else bought it off him and was like, I want to make that car faster.
There is no new ideas out there. There's just how you how you go about it.
Yeah, you do your stuff. Someone's done it somewhere, right?
But it's making your version of it. I think that's a nice place to start.
But here we like to be the first. Sorry, we're going to go
on. Go on, no, go on. One last
point. Here it's always the first in the world or the first in the UAE. Yo, does anyone give a fuck? No.
But I like to, I mean, yo, I'm telling you, this list I have, I like just 2 weeks ago, I bought a E55 W211. So that's 2005 when they first supercharged that AMG. That's going to be, I haven't gone in that lane yet. So it's going to be a little bit of power, a little bit of cosmetics. It's going to be entertaining. I'm telling you, I can't wait to go muscle car. I can't wait to
do some Japanese VIP spec. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Airmatic suspension already, yeah.
I'm going to put it on coils, bro. But yeah, I need it's not you to bad,
get,
but it doesn't go
low. I need you to get that, what's it called? Those diamond encrusted fries holders. You know, okay. The proper VIP
This
spec.
Man fucking went all out on the Accord, by the way. Like,
yeah,
fully
I decked out that
out.
Interior. And I took it to Umm Al Quwain and I did it for dirt cheap. And but yo, I had to Photoshop.
Add the VIP table.
Like, I had to show him,
it?
Like, yo, this is what you're going to do. He's like, oh, okay, just followed it, you know?
On that note, welcome to Stance, guys. Thank you very much for listening.
Catch you soon.